The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you today, this week, and always. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. A man who once used to avoid talking to his neighbors for fear of being asked to help them or lend them some of his tools died with a will, leaving 2/3 of his estate to his children and 1/3 of his estate to a World Hunger Relief Program. While living a lonely life, somewhere before his physical death, the kingdom of God was revealed to him and impacted him in transforming ways. His children were left to figure out what was meant by 1/3, and a judge had to arbitrate. In today's reading, we hear of a sibling demanding that Jesus tell his brother to divide his inheritance with him. In spite of Jewish law establishing that the older son received twice as much as the younger son, Jesus, in responding to this request, declines the assumed role of arbitrator or judge, but instead uses a parable to teach about the kingdom of God, about taking care that greed does not get in the way of God's kingdom on earth. Hi, Sammy. It's good to have you here. In Luke, Jesus teaches his disciples about the kingdom of God, including care for the poor and needy, lifting up the oppressed, welcoming the marginalized, care for the widow and orphan, or those who cannot take care of themselves, and the view that all people are created in the image of God and are equally loved and are called by God in baptism to love and serve their neighbor. In this parable about the rich fool, Jesus warns his followers that greed of possessions gets in the way of abundant life in him. Merriam-Webster defines greed as a selfish and excessive desire for more of something than is needed. Money, power, possessions, and status, among many other things, are examples of this. In the parable, the rich man is blessed with land that produced abundant crops, so much that he needed to build more barns and bins to store the harvest, rather than looking to his neighbor to see if he or she is in need and sharing out of his abundance God had blessed him with. He decided to store it all up for himself and eat, drink, and be merry. Jesus warns his disciples of the empty life of I, the life that says, "I have attained this. I did it my way. I broke my own trail. I did this. I will do this. I will do this as a means to an end at the cost of my neighbor, so I may benefit from it. In this broken world, in our consumer society, as both sinners and saints, we are all caught up in the life of I, and we all need God's grace daily. Jesus warns his followers that greed is opposed to the abundant life we have in God. Instead of seeing ourselves as self-sufficient and having the goal to work and live for self alone, we are called to recognize and trust God's unconditional love and grace that we've received in baptism, in which we receive in Holy Communion, and that that grace is sufficient for us. And out of gratitude, love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. In following Jesus, we are called to see everything good that we have as gifts from God, and humbling ourselves as Jesus did before any ministry, in gratitude for those gifts, ask God, God, what do you want me to do with these gifts? The rich fool is not being judged for having money or possessions or for planning for the future. But rather, Jesus tells his followers this parable to warn them about being greedy and not sharing any of God's good gifts with those in need. The parable is depicted by James B. Jenkins in his painting, The Rich Fool. The rich man in his painting dines and dies alone in a large house, which is furnished with a literally heartless piece of sculpture, while a family of eight enjoys one another's company around a table in a more modest dwelling nearby. Across the table with him sits death, representing the part of the parable that says, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus warns his followers not to be consumed by possessions, but to store up their treasures in heaven. A Jewish understanding of storing up treasures in heaven is to be charitable. A man I knew, who now rests with the heavenly saints in heaven by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, had a German saying he would say, Der Tod hat keine Taschen. The dead have no pockets. He was generous to many while still planning for the future. People took advantage of his generosity at times, yet he never stopped giving until his mind was diseased at the end. He became suddenly obsessed with not having any money, though he had enough stored away. It was as if he had forgotten his own mantra, Der Tod hat keine Taschen. The dead have no pockets. Fortunately, he prepared his will before his mind became diseased by dementia, and his memorial service had countless stories of how his life was lived in love and service to others. He had helped a couple of immigrant families secure jobs and welcome strangers at work, having been welcomed as an immigrant by this country and having worked two jobs for over 40 years. He never had children but shared generously with those in need. Though most of those he helped were not in his will, he helped them along the way, and they showed up at his memorial service with stories of how grateful and transformed they were by his generosity. The parable of the rich fool is a parable for those who follow Jesus, warning us not to be diseased by greed. So rampant in our consumer society, which even I'm caught up in, but to be healed by the transforming of our minds, to see and help bring about the kingdom of heaven on earth by helping our neighbor in need. By the love and grace of God, we are called to answer our baptismal call, to work for God's justice and peace here on earth, by caring for the poor and needy, welcoming the stranger and marginalized, lifting up the oppressed, resisting and standing up against injustices, and praying for our enemy, and giving them water to drink, and even having conversations with them if it's a safe one. My son asked me to share something during the children's message, but I told him I had to let the Holy Spirit guide me, so I'll share it here because it relates. Our family, me, gift giving is my love language, one of my love languages, as is time, and he has a lot of stuffed animals. So the other day he said, "Mom, can we get another room for all my stuffed animals?" So how fitting is that? That he and I, we should be looking at our own lives and seeing how we might be able to share out of God's abundance with others, with those in need who might not have stuffed animals or who could use some of that money for their own needs. Right, Bear? Yeah. So we'll be praying, right? Lots of prayer. This parable that Jesus told is only found in Luke. It exemplifies the meaning of the cross. In chapter 9, 23 to 25, Jesus tells his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves?" In our consumer society, where we are bombarded with voices and ads that tell us we are not enough, that we need more and more to be satisfied, may we all rest in our Lord's grace, trusting that with our Lord and his grace, we are enough. And may we, through his grace, live a new life each day, being forgiven for our sin, and through his fulfilling of the law, where we fail God and fail to love our neighbor as ourselves, may we turn to God giving thanks and praise for the gifts we have been blessed with, and ask God how we might share those gifts in our personal and communal life to help bring about God's kingdom here on earth. Amen.